Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is One Extraordinary Marriage Show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DiLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's episode, we're looking at the impact that a marriage getaway can have on you, your marriage, and the community around you.
And there's an anonymous quote that says, travel is an investment in your marriage. And I think, you know, as we're going to be sharing today, you're going to see that woven throughout this episode. But first, we start every episode with a hug. And a hug is really an opportunity for us to celebrate what you're doing in your marriage, the breakthroughs that you've had, the transformation, the experiences that you've had. And this hug comes from a post that was in the One Family Facebook group that said, we had a wonderful time with old and new friends at the Six Pillars in Paradise Marriage Getaway 2024. We have known each other since first grade and have been married for almost 23 years, and we are still learning about each other and strengthening our relationship. In addition to the content, we have shared many impactful conversations at breakfast, lunch, dinner, in the pool, in the hallway between sessions, and in the sessions themselves. We can't wait to see what Madeline and Cameron, those were the event photographers, were able to capture during our beach photo session and the class sessions. We already signed up for next year's event because we gained so much from these last two events and look forward to the conversations we will share next year about our growth over this year and how we will continue to grow. Besides, it makes 100-degree Oklahoma summers and 40-degree Oklahoma winters a little more tolerable knowing a new adventure with our friends in wonderful weather is on the calendar.
I love it. I love it. The husband who wrote this is a dear friend of ours and probably one of the earliest listeners that we know of. And so we have become friends over the years. And even while we were at the Six Pillars in Paradise Marriage Getaway, we got to sit down with him and his wonderful wife and heard the actual origin story of how he had found One Extraordinary Marriage, which I thought we had talked about over the years, but for Elise and I, we were sort of shocked. And so to think back of where they were those many years ago, 13, 14 years ago, to where they are now, I mean, life is good.
14 years ago, because it was an article that had gone up in June of 2010. You know, and those are the types of experiences. You know, we, Tony and I are back along with all the couples that went on the Six Pillars in Paradise Marriage Getaway. And I never cease to be amazed at how powerful it is for married couples to get away. You know, it's not just the time that you spend with your spouse, because yes, that is valuable time. It's that investment in your marriage. It's reconnecting with old friends. It's making new friends. It's even impacting the community. Like the hotel and guests at the hotel were actually very impacted by the couples that were part of the Six Pillars in Paradise Marriage Getaway. And, you know,
and can I just give a quick shout out to every single couple who did join us there in Cancun, because it was almost every day somebody came up to us and was like, hey, you know, we were talking to this couple or we saw this wife or whatever, and we mentioned you guys. And one of the goodies we gave everybody was a copy of the Six Pillars of Intimacy book. So many of the couples already had a book, right? They'd already had their own book, bought it, or maybe had gotten it from somebody or whatever it may have been. And here were couples going, hey, hold on here. Let me get you our book. And one of the couples who was there at the resort at the time we were there, married 3 years, and the couple who was sharing with them had gone to go lunch or whatever. I don't remember exactly. But when they came back, she had already bought it on Amazon.
Right. Like one of our couples was ready to give their book away. And she's like, oh no, I ordered it during lunch on Amazon. It'll be waiting for us when we get back. and that's what we're talking about, because I think the thing that hits me whenever we get together with couples in the one family is that extraordinary marriages don't happen in isolation.
That's right. I agree.
Right. That when you see people like within the one family community who are encouraging and sharing with one another. But when you see those couples talking to other, because you know, it's really hard to be at a pool at a resort and not talk to somebody else, mm-hmm. right? You just strike up a conversation. Hey, what are you doing here? That kind of thing. And you start having these conversations because you realize, especially when you're an adults only all inclusive, that a lot of people are there celebrating anniversaries, engagements, their date, like all
birthdays,
there's a lot of couple action there. And so, you know, it's literally mind blowing.
And being in an all adult place is actually really nice. And if you've never gone on a getaway and you have children, get away to an all inclusive adult only.
Well, it doesn't even have to be all inclusive, but go to adult only.
It's really magical in a way that you wouldn't even think. And even for us, we have older children. It's still nice, like, to just be out there and like, there's nobody like bugging us. And you're not hearing the cries and the screams or anything of that nature. So that's something that Elise and I have learned over the years. That adult-only location, it's nice.
It makes a difference. It's like mentally healthy for it you is. To check out. And you know, we had 28 couples join us this year, 11 of whom were returning couples, which meant that we had 17 new couples mm-hmm. that we had the opportunity to meet, which was so exciting. And you know, it's not just that there were 17 couples. I mean, literally these couples were from Washington State to Massachusetts and everywhere in between. Mm-hmm. So you literally are going coast to coast.
Then and even Washington to Florida for us in California. We had Californians and everything.
Like it was
and everything in between.
Everything in between. You had couples married as few as 3 years all the way up to 43 years. So mm-hmm. I did the math because I was so curious. We had almost 600 years of marriage experience in that room.
Here's the thing that I found just so amazing. It doesn't matter if you've been married 3 years or 43 years. No matter where you are, you need to be intentional and you need to take action. And every couple in that room who attended, didn't matter if they'd been married 3 years, 5 years, 10, 15, 20, or 43 years, they are there to be intentional and take action in their marriage.
Absolutely. You know, it was the conversations poolside. It was the laughter. It was couples going on excursions and having all of their all of their moments doing that. That was actually the theme of the event, was called Moments. But it was also a lot of interactions and a lot of moments where you could see on their face, or somebody actually verbalized it, I'm not the only one, or I thought this was only us. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so powerful to get away, that when you get out of the routine of your day-to-day life and you have, and simultaneously you are making a commitment to strengthen your marriage at the same time, there's something magical that happens. And then you put a framework on top of it, like the six pillars of intimacy, and you get into this place where it's like, shifts are going to happen, people. Like you can't avoid it, because it can be really easy. And Tony and I are guilty of this. It can be really easy to go on vacation and ignore all the little things that are going on in your marriage. Right? You can go on vacation and ignore the lack of intimacy, because you know why? Here's how you do it. She is sitting, and I spent a lot of time observing people around the pool. She is sitting reading a book or reading on her Kindle, so her eyes are like glued there. He is sitting scrolling on his phone, and so his eyes are, there's no conversation happening. We did this too, so I'm not like calling anybody out, but I'm just saying you can see it. So there's no emotional intimacy. You can totally avoid that. You can skip out on any type of recreational intimacy, because you can just say, you know what, I'm on vacation. I don't want to do anything. I'm good. You know, you can skip out on the sexual intimacy because, you know, I'm on vacation. I don't want to have sex on vacation. Or on the flip side, somebody's frustrated because they're like, all I want to do. Like, you can get into all these places, but if you don't bring any intentionality into it, oh my goodness.
I also think the other side of this, I think sometimes when you go on a marriage getaway, things get rattled, things get turned.
Oh, sure.
And so each of those areas where Elisa talked about, they get the spotlight on them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing, especially in an environment when we're doing something like the Six Pillars in Paradise Marriage Getaway, because we're there. There are other couples there. And so you get to hear, and even though, because vacation can be this interesting place, and a marriage getaway can be this interesting place where it is, we want to let go, we want to leave some stuff behind, and yet we're getting challenged.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in an environment, especially with the one family, because we all understand what we're doing here. We all want to be open, honest, and transparent. We want to be intentional. We want to take action. We want to strengthen our marriage and build our six pillars of intimacy. When you're in that environment, the beauty is you may be going through a rough patch, but you're not alone because there's another couple there who was probably 2 years ahead of you who was dealing with that or had dealt with it and has worked through it and can come alongside you. The beautiful thing I saw this year, which I just loved and why we go on all-inclusive marriage getaways, is because it doesn't matter where you eat, what you do, it's already been paid for. Mm-hmm. There is no, oh, we want to go to the steakhouse, but we don't have more budget. We didn't budget for, you know, a $200 steakhouse dinner while we were here on the trip. It's already paid for. And we heard time after time, couples getting away for lunch or for dinner or just sitting in the pool with one another and encouraging one another, giving insight. Because as we've always said, this isn't the Tony and Elisa show. Mm-hmm. This is the One Extraordinary Marriage. This is the One Family show.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting just in this place of reflecting because, you know, we have the privilege to walk around, mm-hmm. you know, the resort and having different conversations with people. And, you know, when you're in this place where we start hearing statements like, you know, that was a really challenging session around spiritual mm-hmm. intimacy, but my husband or my wife has agreed to pray with me mm-hmm. for the first time, you know, or so many times I would have conversations with a couple and they would say, you know, there have been things that have come up or have been discussed here that we've never discussed. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's that place of emotional intimacy. And, you know, we had people tell us, you know what, didn't know anything about you guys. My spouse booked the trip and told me we were going and I've never listened to your podcast, but here I am. Right. And we're like, how's it going? They're like, I loved it. Like we had people and, you know, we laugh because we've been podcasting for 14 years. And so we just thought about there were so many people this year, you guys, that had never listened to the podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, my gosh. And you came.
Mm-hmm. You were here.
And not only that, but you stepped into a place where you chose to be intentional about your marriage because this event didn't just change the 28 couples that were here. It's literally going to have a ripple effect. It's going to change communities. And we want to just talk about that a little bit more in depth. And we're going to do that after this break.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
We're back. And we're talking about the impact that a marriage getaway can have on the two of you and those around you. And, you know, I love ripple effects. I love that idea of still water having, you know, a rock thrown in it and you just see every single, you know, and we spent a lot of time looking at waves. So we had an ocean front or facing ocean view room.
Ocean view room.
And so, yeah, you're just watching waves after waves. And you just see that motion, right? And how like one wave, how much it impacts the entire coast. And I think about it with the couples that were here. I think about seeing their marriages because you can tell, like, look, you guys, y'all show up for the get to know you on Wednesday and everybody's just kind of like, okay.
Meet and greet.
And like, what's this going to be like? And we've got people that know each other. And so they're kind of, and like new people. And it's like, okay. But by day four, you've got couples that have cried together. Uh-huh. You have couples that have laughed together. We started seeing some of the pictures from the photographers. There are some great moments of laughter. There are couples encouraging one another. Like, it's incredible to me that can shift in 4 days. Mm-hmm. Right? In being in this place where, you know, even Tony and I had this situation where, you know, Saturday night we're sitting in the cafe because, you know, for me, it's like, forget the free alcohol. You give me a cafe that is open all day long with fabulous pastries. And I'm like, that's
I love how she says free alcohol.
It's not. Like, I don't have to pay for it every single time.
We paid for everything.
Yeah, I know. But it's like all inclusive. But like, I'm not worried about so much about the alcohol. Like, I just want my lattes and things like that.
You
and
do.
My pastries. And so we're sitting there on Saturday night And this couple walks in and we both kind of acknowledge each other, you know, right? And so the next day, I guess it was Sunday and Monday because we were getting ready to leave and we're sitting in the cafe just kind of having my last coffee. And they walk in and the wife does a double take. She goes, "Weren't you guys sitting in those exact same seats like 24 hours ago?" I was like, "Well, yes." And then...
Well, they had really good gelato in the cafe too. So I was getting like milkshakes and stuff, which were just super yummy.
And so... somehow it comes up in conversation like it always does when Tony and I are together. What do you guys do?
All right.
Right. And so, you know, Tony starts in with, "Well, we have the Top Marriage Podcast and we've written 9 books." And they're like, "Wait, what do you do? What are you doing here?" And so we tell them and we get to talking and we're like, "Well, where are you guys from?" Mm-hmm. And this couple was from Chicago. And we're like, "Oh, funny thing. We're actually going to be at Calvary Church in Naperville beginning of May. We're doing a masterclass there." And they're like, "Wait, what?" And so we start having this full-on exchange. They've been married 30 years. They've got a kid that's getting ready to propose to his girlfriend. They like all of these things are going on. And you know what? I have no doubt that we'll probably see them when we do the master class at Calvary Church.
Yep.
Why? Because they're super excited about marriage. They're super excited about really speaking into this place. And it was a chance conversation, sitting in the cafe, sipping my latte, having a pastry, talking about marriage. And that's the ripple effect of why a getaway is so important, because it wasn't just about Tony and I pouring into all the couples, but more importantly, we received so much out of the conversations that we had. Mm-hmm. You guys, conversations were gold, right? It was the conversations. It was hearing what they're doing on their excursions. And we'll probably do a whole episode dedicated to our excursion and the snorkeling event.
Recreational intimacy at its finest. We learned some new things.
We did learn some new things.
We'll talk about that when
we'll
we do
a
recreational intimacy episode. It was truly amazing. And I think, you know, for Elisa and I, you know, for so many years in our own marriage, we didn't take the time. We didn't take the time for us. And we let things go. Like, oh, you know, maybe next time or maybe next year or maybe, you know, when things are this or... And you know what? We may not get the maybes. And I think that's something that Elisa and I have learned and have pressed into and have believed for in our own lives, that we are able to go out on trips, that we are going to enjoy life, be it a marriage getaway that's, you know, in Cancun or the upcoming one on a cruise, or it's a weekend getaway for just us. Because no matter what it may be, you need to spend time with each other alone, you know, just in your own room, not with children around, not with distractions around, but pouring into one another and having others pour into you. The beautiful thing about our marriage getaways, they are set up because Elisa and I want them. We want to be on a getaway where we're not sitting in a room for 8 hours a day. And so our sessions are compact to say, you know, a few hours long. But we want to enjoy. Elisa and I want to go out on the beach. We want to walk on the sand. We want to touch the water. We want to be in the pool. We want to see other people. And so when you come with us, not only do you get to get poured into and experience your 6 pillars of intimacy in a different way, but you also get to enjoy one another. Because you're not going to be sitting in a room for 8 hours a day or 9 hours a day. That would drive Elisa and I crazy. Tell you the truth, it would on a getaway, that would not be what we want to do, because we want to enjoy it. There was one time though, and you know, there's always adversity. There's always adversity when you go somewhere and you're doing something and you're traveling.
Let's put it this way: this getaway will be, you know, in that Friends mode. You know how Friends always like labeled their episodes the one where.
Yes.
Well. Marriage, the 6 Pillars in Paradise Marriage Getaway 2024 is the one where
the power went out on the last session for 20 minutes. Here's the beauty of it. And we'd been experiencing some little power outages in our room during that day and that afternoon prior to the session starting. But it was really interesting because in marriage, sometimes things just aren't going to go the way you want it to go. Mm-hmm. And you know what? As much as Elisa and I plan and the team plan, and we want everything to go exactly the way we need it to go, sometimes it doesn't. And it's always a learning experience. We got one of the finest marriage coaches here at One Extraordinary Marriage, my beautiful wife. And literally, I'm like, well, the lights are out. What do we do? And Alisa can sit there knowing, having worked with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of couples over the last 10 plus years, and can sit there and be the most amazing teacher that she is and just go, okay, everybody, this is a teaching moment. This is a learning moment. Sometimes things aren't going to go the way we expect in our marriage. How do we react? How do we respond? And even us, how do we act? How do we respond? And so in the middle of the session where we were really ramping up around sexual intimacy and getting it going, we had to take a 20-minute break and we had to wait for the lights to come back on and everything to get back in order. But you know what? That's part of life too, that we don't have to go sideways when something like that happens. We need to just sit still for a minute and go, okay, what's the best thing to do? And really for us, as we sat there with all our couples and we were like, okay, here's the greatest thing. We're all together. Mm-hmm. We're all here in this room. There were safety lights on. So we had some sort of lights. I mean, it was the most beautiful convention center that I've been in Mexico. So we had our safety lights on and all of us just got to sit there and walk around and talk. And it was just this really cool moment. Mm-hmm. And then once everything came back on, we were able to get right back to it.
Well, and you know, it was a beautiful moment because I looked around and I thought, oh, how amazing that we are all together, that every couple is with their spouse. Because anybody could have been walking, like we talked to people the next day and people mm-hmm. were walking around the resort and they're like, it was just pitch black. Like,
yep.
And because we were in the convention center and because we had staff, hotel staff with us, we knew what was going on. We were yep. able to have different communication. And I think about that because, you know, we are all doing marriage in a world that isn't always super excited about marriage and that will happily throw curveballs at us, that believe that when bad things happen or when inconveniences happen, you know what, that's when it's time to pull the plug. And we sat there in that room where the lights literally were out around the resort and it was beautiful. You could see the stars. It was actually a really gorgeous night out and things like that. But, you know, it struck me that there was a lot of darkness that night. But inside that room, there were 58 people who were bringing light to their marriages. Mm. There was actually a glowing light for marriage in the midst of the darkness. And when I think about the one family, that's really, and like making those investments in your marriage and doing those types of things, like ultimately that's what we're doing. We're putting ourselves in a position where our marriage is that glowing light to a lot of other people that are like, you know what? I'm over this. I'm not going to do this. This is too hard. I shouldn't have to work if I was with the right person. Like, what happens if you just say, you know what? We're going to do the work to be the glowing light. We're going to be the light in the darkness. What do you shift when you get intentional about your marriage? What do you shift when you say, you know what? Yeah, we're going to get away for 5 days just for us without our kids. And we actually had one couple. They have a child under the age of one and they still made this happen.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible, right? Baby's fine. Mom and dad are fine. Mom and dad are actually very fine. They got to sleep for 4 days straight. That's all they did. Came to the sessions, slept. Good for them. It's everything we wanted for them. Their marriage will be a light to their children.
Mm-hmm.
We want the same for each and every one of you.
Yeah. You know what? It's awesome. It's something that we really, truly value here. And we want to invite you to join us on the next marriage getaway. And so if you're interested in joining us and 30 other couples for an amazing time, go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. And you can learn all about the upcoming event we have for you. Here's the thing, folks. The one family, this is a thing I know, and we've been speaking a lot this year, and we're going to speak a lot more. One of the coolest things, when you come to an event that has the six pillars of intimacy, that is One Extraordinary Marriage, you get to know people so fast and so quick that the walls are broken down and the transformation and the breakthrough will happen faster because we're all on the same page. We know where we're going. We're not sitting around. We know we're going to grow. We know we're going to be intentional. We know we're going to take action. And people are there to go there themselves, but they're also willing to get a hold of you and help you get there as well. So we hope to see you on an upcoming marriage getaway or an upcoming event that we're putting on, because we want to pour into you and we want you to be, as Elisa said, delighted in your marriage and in your community. You guys have yourselves a fantastic week. We'll catch you next week. Love you guys.